For further reading, Jude and Revelation by Bart Ehrman. Now that I've devoted several posts to summarizing the themes, the emphases, the authors, and the occasions of both Jude and Revelation, the final books of the New Testament, I can provide some suggestions for further reading, important works written by scholars principally for non-scholars. I have given brief annotations for each book to give you a sense of what it's about and so help you decide which, if any, might be worth your while. I've divided the list into three sections. There are books that provide important discussions of these works. There are commentaries that give lengthy introductions to all matters of importance about them and then go by passage to provide more detailed interpretation. That's where you can dig more deeply into what does this particular word actually mean? Or what is the real point of this passage? Or where do we find similar ideas expressed in other writings in the Greek and Roman worlds, whether pagan or Jewish, and so on. And finally, online resources, a good reliable one. If you turn to other materials online, caveat emptor. And since online there is no emptoring, you need to caveat with particular diligence. A good place to start for both of these books will be the somewhat fuller discussions in my textbook, The New Testament, A Historical Introduction. The 8th edition, authored with Hugo Mendes, is published by Oxford University Press. So, for further reading, first of all, Jude. For books, we have Richard Baucom's Jude and the Relatives of Jesus in the Early Church, published by T&T Clark in 1990. This is an interesting study that argues, among other things, that the Epistle of Jude actually was written by Jesus' own brother. Then there's Andrew Chester and Ralph Martin, who wrote the Theology of the Letters of James, Peter and Jude. This was published by Cambridge University Press in 1994. It's a nice discussion of the social context and the theological perspectives of these Catholic epistles. For commentaries, there's Jörg Frey, The Letter of Jude and the Second Letter of Peter, a theological commentary, translated by Kathleen S. and published in 2018 by Baylor University Press. This is a very useful commentary on Jude and on Second Peter, giving close attention to the historical situation that each might be addressing. There's Jerome H. Nery, who wrote Second Peter and Jude in the Anchor Bible Commentary, which is published by Doubleday in 1993. It's a scholarly commentary by a well-known New Testament scholar. And for online resources, of course, we have Hugo Mendes' Exploring the New Testament, a 27-lecture course on the New Testament, including the Catholic Epistles, available at bartehrman.com. And for further reading in Revelation, we can start with David Owen, whose New Testament in its literary environment is published by Westminster in 1987, and it includes an insightful discussion of the characteristics of apocalypses and the social world that they presuppose. Adela Yarborough Collins wrote Crisis and Catharsis, The Power of the Apocalypse. This was published in 1984 by Westminster, and it's a superb introductory discussion of the author, the social context, and the overarching message of the Apocalypse of John. John J. Collins edited Apocalypse, The Morphology of a Genre. This is in Semeia, Volume 14, and is published by Scholars Press in 1979. It's a full-scale investigation of the characteristics of apocalypses, and it's for more advanced students. John J. Collins, along with Stephen Stein and Bernard McGinn, wrote The Encyclopedia of Apocalypticism, Volume 1, The Origins of Apocalypticism in Judaism and Christianity. This was published in 2000 by Continuum. It's an authoritative encyclopedia that deals with all aspects of early Jewish and Christian apocalyptic and apocalypses. Bart Ehrman wrote Armageddon, What the Bible Really Says About the End. This was published in 2023 by Simon & Schuster. It's a summary and an explanation of how to read the book of Revelation, understanding it in the context of ancient apocalypses and modern attempts to use it to predict when the end will come. Bruce M. Metzger wrote Breaking the Code, Understanding the Book of Revelation. This was published by Abingdon in 1993, and it's a clear-headed, scholarly assessment of how to read the Book of Revelation from a historical perspective, and it's written for a general audience. Jay Pilch wrote, What Are They Saying About the Book of Revelation? Paulist Press published this in 1978. It's a clear overview of modern scholarly insights into major aspects of the Book of Revelation. Tina Pippin wrote Death and Desire, the Rhetoric of Gender in the Apocalypse of John. This is published in 1992 by Westminster John Knox. It's an intriguing discussion of the female imagery in the Book of Revelation and the social world it presupposes. Written from a feminist perspective, it's for advanced students. And there's Christopher Rowland, who wrote The Open Heaven, a study of apocalyptic in Judaism and early Christianity. This was published in 1982 by Crossroad, and it's a major overview of Jewish and Christian apocalypticism as evidenced in the surviving texts. For commentaries, we have Brian Blunt's Revelation, a Commentary. This is published in 2009 by John Knox. It's a verse-by-verse study of Revelation, which casts Revelation as a book grappling with the challenges of injustice and violence. And then there's Craig R. Coaster's Revelation, a New Translation with an Introduction and Commentary, published in 2014 by Yale University Press, and it's part of the Anchor Yale Bible Commentary. And it's one of the fullest and most sensible scholarly commentaries on Revelation. For online resources, we're recommending Bart Ehrman's You Will Be Left Behind. It's a short course explaining why the Book of Revelation is not talking about our future and does not describe a rapture. And you can find this at courses.bartehrman.com/left-behind. And then Hugo Mendes, again, has Exploring the New Testament. It's a 27-lecture course on the New Testament, and it does include a lecture on the Apocalypse of John. And you can find that at www.bartehrman.com/new-testament-course.